Welcome to my show simply entitled Women Influencers. I am Veronica Malolas, CCIM founder and CEO of Capstack Commercial, a commercial real estate company serving the greater Orlando area. Today's guest is Ruby Zatino, CEO and founder of Charisma Co., a brand strategy company. At age three, her family moved from Mexico to California, and her single mom's dedication to her and her six siblings shaped her entrepreneurial journey. So very inspiring. Please don't forget to hit that thumbs up button and subscribe below. I welcome your comments and please share with someone who can benefit from this podcast. Hi, Ruby. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Veronica?
I am great. And I want to thank you for being on our show, especially because you're in California. I'm in Florida. We're about 3 hours apart, I believe.
Yes.
So if you don't mind, I just wanted to kind of jump right in and ask you about your fabulous story of how you grew up in your environment and how you got to where you are today.
Well, I actually grew up in a home of a single mother of seven kids. So there was a lot of challenges growing up, but incredible love, connection, support, even within my own siblings. Growing up was fascinating, to say the least. I kind of look back and think of myself now as a mom of three, and I think about my mother, and I'm just like, how the heck did she do it with seven of us by herself? It blows my mind every time, and it actually is kind of like a huge fuel to what I do now and why I feel like I have so much grit and so much tenacity to make things work when I have the bare minimum sometimes, you know?
So just for context, you were originally from Mexico and you have five siblings, because there's seven of you, you said. So that would be your mom and the six of you, or is that seven siblings altogether?
It's seven of us siblings and plus my mom. So I have six brothers and sisters.
Wow, amazing. Well, yeah. Tell us about moving to the United States.
You know, I was very young when it was an official move. Up until then, I believe my mom had navigated to and from with my dad until it was just a final decision that she made to stay. So we have been here. Again, I was three. I'm 40 now. So we have been here pretty much my entire life. I was originally born in Torreon, Coahuila. It's still somewhere I love to go. My aunts live there. So it's just nice to kind of connect to my roots and the things that I love there. Very much Hispanic, grew up with all the delicious foods and all the music and all the fun that comes with being Hispanic.
So you moved to California with your siblings and your single mom, and you went through high school, and most of your education was done in California?
It was, yes. So just, I mean, navigating that, kind of growing up in a single mother home, she just gave me so many opportunities, such as cheerleading, which is, you know, it's crazy, it's simple, but if someone who can't really afford those things, she made it work. And, you know, I got to really explore like my high school years creatively. I was ASB commissioner of rallies. So I got to put on these grand, you know, productions. There's so much about my story and my high school years going into even some college, because I didn't really complete college, but all of those interests really make sense of what I'm doing today, because in the midst of that, there's production, there's understanding the bigger picture, there's collaborating with a big team and helping us produce big events. And then I actually got into theater outside of high school. So I did some theater arts. And then I also was really into fashion. I thought I would be a fashion designer. I actually went to Long Beach for fashion, didn't complete. It was just financially out of my reach to be able to fulfill that that degree. But that passion never left for fashion. And it's really influenced in a lot of like my photography work and the way that I approach even productions with our team now.
So talk about your team now. I mean, how long did it take you before you actually realized you wanted to start your own company
and do what you're doing now.
Yeah, it's been a very crazy and interesting, exciting journey. I picked up the camera when my son was 9 months old. I just thought, hey, if I can make a little extra money and stay home more with him and be more present rather than being gone at a 9-to-5 job, like, it would be so worth it, you know? And so I picked up a camera, not really knowing anything, just decided to do it. And I did not know, because of my past attempts to create ventures, I thought that this would be just another thing that I would pick up and I would eventually fail at it. I, in the back of my head, had this failure mentality, like I would try something and then I was going to fail at it eventually. And the photography really surprised me, because I picked up this camera, I immediately went into wedding photography. And year after year after year, I would just get hungrier and hungrier to know the game and to understand the concepts of storytelling, to get better at my craft, to become an artist, you know, all these things. At about 2015 going into 16, I really hit a personal halt in my life. My husband and I were going through some things at home. Things were just really looking like it was just stopping, you know, for me. And I just thought, I'm not going to press past this. I'm not going to pursue business anymore. I just have to focus on being home. Apparently, I can't have this amazing home life style and an amazing business life. I have to pick one or the other. And yeah, and it, you know, I was in turmoil with, like, this is a decision a woman has to make. You can't have both. And in that season, I backed up from business, and I thought that that would be the close of my business. And finally, working through some healing in myself, it naturally just drew me back in. And I really looked to my husband and I said, you know, I have to make a decision this year. Either I go full force and become and shift my mindset from a hobbyist to an entrepreneur and really take this thing to the next level, or I call it quits for good. Mm. And then something in me, you know, things started to align, and there was an opportunity for me to go to an event. It was a little bit pricey at that time, but looking back, it was really nothing for what I gained at the moment. But I made a decision to go to this workshop called Path of Profitability with Jasmine Starr. And then I go, and I went in one person and I came out a completely different person. Wow. Everything that she spoke, everything that I was there, it was so aligned with me. You know, there was 20 of us there, and I can't even tell you, looking at some of the people that came out of the class, like, I don't think any of us walked away with the same thing, but that changed my entire life and my entire future. Wow. I got a taste of what branding was, and I knew that it was deeper for me. And I just walked away saying, I'm going to create a brand. I'm going to create something meaningful, something that matters, something beyond just photography. You know, I have to make a difference in what I'm doing. And I was never the same.
Oh, wow. And what is the name of your company?
Charisma Co. And I spell it C-H-A-R-I-Z as in zebra, M-A.
Yeah.
Z is from my last name, but Charisma is such a fascinating name. It came to me first, and then I later found out, like, I looked into it a little deeper as I was developing my website, and I realized charisma meant, you know, the charm in people, and then the skill sets and the talents, plus how it applies and it changes somebody's life.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, funny enough, I was going to ask you about a challenge you overcame, and you just pretty much spoke about that. And I'm so glad, reflecting on what you just shared with us, that you really just came to a conclusion yourself and had a conversation with the one decision maker that was so important to you, your husband. And then you just moved forward and went to that to that conference that changed your life. Amazing. So let me ask you about influence. And this is a question about one thing that comes to mind that you would be so proud of because you've changed an outcome. What would that be?
It's that I can shift someone's mindset and belief in themselves. I think that sometimes we have a hard time seeing ourselves as valuable, and we are navigating through the mess of our own minds and our own, you know, creative journeys and exploring what it means to be an entrepreneur, a go-getter, whatever adventure we're in. And it's messy in our heads, you know? And sometimes you just need a person from the outside to help you kind of sort and say, no, this is you. All of this messiness in our mind, they are all categories and they all matter. Everything tells a story. So to us, you know, in what we do and what I do, what I get a thrill of is connecting the person back to the business. You know, a lot awesome. Of the times we want to separate personal and business, and we say they don't belong together. And I say they belong together. They need to be together.
Absolutely.
And the reason why they need to be together is because really there is a real person who developed this concept, this business, you are the person who navigated this vision. And there's a real reason why you did it and why you're doing it. And then there's a really real person that you're connecting with on the other side. And until they see the human side of the business, you won't ever really make meaningful connections with clients and people you were meant to serve and impact in a greater capacity.
Well, I totally agree with you there, Ruby. Certainly, a lot of people make the mistake of separating their business with their own person. And you're right, personal branding and all those strategies that you've helped others to realize is just such a great influence on outcomes. So thank you for that. I wanted to ask you if there was one piece of advice you'd like to give our audience, what would that be?
I would really urge everyone to stay true to yourself in the personal and business life. And the reason why is because I don't ever want to run a business doing it like someone else. And I just feel like there's so much unfulfillment in pursuit of what we're doing sometimes. And the reason why we're out of alignment and unfulfilled is because we really are not doing it to our authentic self. Like, if we really dig deep and we ask ourselves the problems that, or we're really discussing with ourselves, kind of coaching ourselves sometimes in seasons, like, why am I in this place? I think we'll navigate our own self to answers that usually lead us to, I don't want to be here, or I don't want to do it this way. And I think we get accustomed to the way structures and systems are that already exist that people have done before us. But it really isn't true to our nature. It's like trying to fit armor that was not meant for us to wear. We have our own set of armor, of fashion, of style. Like, everything we are is quite unique. And I think that it is important to stay true to the way that you would navigate your business and your future, because there is joy and fulfillment even in the hard.
Oh, I love that, Ruby. Totally, totally love that. Well, I am going to go ahead and hand over the microphone to you at this point and have you ask me a question.
So I'm very curious. I'm always curious. A woman like yourself with so much success in various aspects. I know that you have a beautiful family and you care about those aspects, and then you have your career. How do you define the joy in the success that you're looking for? Like, how would you define the word success?
Well, thank you for that question. And certainly is something that I've reflected on over the years that I've been trying to and still trying to build my career. I think for me, success should be about achieving the balance of life that you want to have. And it starts with really thinking about what your priorities are. because I believe that the source of joy should be something that you're intentional about, because you have to put in what you're going to get out of it.
That's
and
right.
So if you're actually, at least in my case, if I am seeding the parts of my life that I want to derive joy from, then to me, I will get that balance to where I can say, I've not only had a successful business life, I have a successful life, period.
That's right. Right?
Yes. So I pour into my family, I pour into self-development, I pour into my team, I pour into my community, I pour into my career and my business and my clients. And I take all of those little bags that are important to me and I start putting stuff in them, right? And at the end of the day, if they will, of course, give back to me because I've poured into them. And
I love
to
that.
Me, that is the definition of success. If I'm able to do that and able to do that consistently and intentionally, I think I've become successful. So thank you for that question, Ruby.
Yes.
So it's been a really, really great interview, and I totally appreciate you being here. Are there any parting words that you might want to share with our audience before we go?
My parting words would be to win for yourself. And at the end of the day, we are responsible for the joy and the peace and the love in our own lives. And sometimes we wait for that in the outside sources to confirm, you know, what it is we need to do or what it is we're called to do in our lives. And I would just say, walk it out. You know what you need to do. You know your next step, and you were already destined. So you have all the tools in your hands to make it happen.
Thank you for that wisdom. I love it. Well, I'm going say how grateful I am to have you today. And I'm sure that our audience, it was really inspired by you. So thank you.
Thank you for your time and your podcast here. I really appreciate it.